You're listening to SBS News.
I'm so excited to show you what I got.
First, I got this top.
So cute.
Then I got this top.
I am obsessed with this color.
Ballet flats are trending.
This gold bucket bag was $13.
Clothing hauls, product unboxing, and try-on videos. Social media is flooded with the latest trends. Raquel Calandra, a Year 12 student at Santa Sabina College in Sydney's Inner West, describes the pressure to keep up.
I go to a lot of parties and every single time I go out, I'm like, I need a new outfit. There's that trend where, like, you can't post something twice in the same outfit.
Enter ultra-fast fashion. It's affordable, accessible, and as Year 12 student Lucy G describes it, it's everywhere.
On buses, on buildings, you know, it's always in your face. And I guess it's a natural human instinct to fit in, follow the trends, and it's so convenient and so cheap as well, yeah.
But last year, a moment of reckoning for these climate-conscious students.
We can sell really cheap clothes, just like fast fashion, and we can also be really, really convenient.
And so pre-loved clothing store Santa Style was launched. The shop is now a permanent fixture on campus. Raquel says the donated, often designer clothing is priced between just $2 and $20. There's an online store too.
We can bring something we're not going to wear again and donate it, and then someone else can wear it, and then I can buy something here that someone else isn't going to wear again. We're not wasting things, we're actually reusing them, and I can actually afford things here rather than go buying a dress for $100 and wearing it once.
This month, Year 11 student Emma Wong has been visiting other schools in the area to promote the idea.
And to really let them know they don't need to be this massive corporation like Vinnie's to do it, but rather really start off small to make a massive impact.
Australians are the world's biggest consumers of clothes, shoes and bags on a per capita basis, according to a report released last month by the Australia Institute. Each year, we buy an average of 56 new items, and the average value of those items is just $13, far lower than the UK, the US, Japan and Brazil. Every year, more than 200,000 tonnes of clothing ends up in landfill. That's the equivalent to the weight of almost four Sydney Harbour bridges. It's an issue Environment Minister Tanya Plibersek is seeking to address through the National Clothing Product Stewardship Scheme, which officially commences this week. Speaking earlier this month at the launch event in Sydney, Minister Plibersek said curbing clothing consumption is an incredible challenge for us as a country.
This is a really serious environmental problem, and it's a really serious environmental problem, particularly as we're seeing very high volume of very low cost fashion.
Over the past 12 months, 62 retailers have voluntarily signed up, and from July 1, they'll be required to pay a 4 cents levy for each new garment placed on the market. The funds will be redirected towards training for businesses to improve product design, waste reduction and educate consumers. Nina Gabor, Circular Economy and Waste Program Director at the Australia Institute, says it's a good start, but argued the levy is too low to change brand behaviour.
It's very pleasing to see that the government is doing something about clothing waste in this country, but unfortunately it's not enough. We need more like 50 cents per garment.
Ms. Gabor is also calling for Australia to adopt a similar approach to France, which is seeking to impose a $16 tax on the sale of ultra-fast fashion items and ban the advertising of such products. Dr. Aloise Zoppos is the Research and Engagement Director at Monash Business School's Australian Consumer and Retail Studies. She says sustainability is no longer a trend, but a consumer movement.
Well, what we're finding both in our research and in the larger trend across Australia and globally is particularly as cost of living increases rise, people are looking for new and different ways to engage in sustainable behaviours and really shop according to their values. Research that we ran earlier this month in June found that almost half of Australian shoppers say that sustainability is an important factor when making a retail purchase. So we're seeing clothing swaps, we're seeing more and more people buy secondhand or buy pre-owned goods from online marketplaces, for example.
Online, there is a growing wave of content creators rallying against fast fashion. Melbourne-based Maggie Zhao is among them.
So back in 2019, I made the decision to switch my Instagram platform to one that promotes slow fashion. Previously, before that, I had actually been working with fast fashion brands, accepting gifted product and wearing their new clothes. Even though getting gifted new clothing was so fun, so sparkly, and really alluring, after a while, it left a sour taste in my mouth. It can be really hard, I gotta say. Like, there are so many trends out there and there are so many desirable pieces that I want sometimes, but I really try to slow down my consumption and only buy what's necessary.
Most of the clothes in Zhao's wardrobe are pre-loved, but she's adamant you can still get that dopamine hit from shopping secondhand. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.